Sagt der Elke Mishnah weiter, sagt es Mai, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hamakabal all of Leah's Nema. This person wants to be Makabal upon himself. I want to be someone who is trusted when it comes to Maisras. I don't want if someone buys Paris from me, they should be called Paris Demai. From this point and on, tell me what I have to do. What do I have to do to make it right? Now, really, everyone should be trusted when it comes to Paris, even if I don't know the person. The general rule when it comes to trusting people is we trust people unless we know for a fact that there's a problem. When Chazal made the gzeira of Demai, and they were misaken, then Amoritz is not believed on Maisras. What developed afterwards was, in order to be a certified non-Amoritz, you have to show us, you have to make it clear. You have to belong to, that you are an Erlich person, you know the halachis of Maisras, and you understand how serious it is. So therefore the Mishnah tells us as follows. If I want to become a Neman on Maisras, this is what I have to do. First, Ma'aser es shuhu eichel. If I buy Paris from an Amoritz, I have to take off Demai. I will not eat even Demai until I take off the Maisras that have to be taken off. I, Roiva Meratzim, take off Maisras anyway. No. Chazal say, Demai, I'm going to do according to the instructions of Chazal. I'm going to say to my Tanya Rabbeinu, I bought now Paris from an Amoritz, what do I do? It's Demai. Truma? No, I don't have to take off Truma. All other Maisras? For sure, I'll do what you tell me to do. Take off a tenth from Maisra Rishon, then Truma's Maisra from that. Even though, like we explained, I don't have to give the Maisra Rishon to the Levi. I just have to give the Truma's Maisra to the Kayan. After I separate my Truma's Maisra, I'm going to separate Maisra Sheni and Maisra Ani, depending on what year it is in the Shemitah cycle. The Maisra Sheni of Demai, I have to take to Yerushalayim. Or redeem it for money and bring it to Yerushalayim. Maaser Ani, like we explained, he doesn't have to give away because the Ani has to prove that the Maasers weren't taken yet, but he has to separate it. Really, the only thing with Demai that you're actually giving to someone is the Trumas Maaser that goes to the Kohen. Because Truma itself, you don't have to be Mafresh. That was sure the Amoratzim do. The Maaser Sheni, I take to Yerushalayim to eat. The other Maasers, let them prove that it's coming to them. Let the Levi prove that Maisras weren't taken yet. He can't do that. Neither can the Ani. So it's not that hard to be Mafresh Demai. I just have to know what the halachis are, and I accept it upon myself. So again, I'm a Kabbal of Lias Naman. I want to now be a person that's officially trusted for Maisras. Number one, first thing is Ma'aser Eshu Ha'echel. If I'm going to buy Paris and Amma Oretz, I'm going to do according to the halachis of Demai. The Eshum Moicher, I'm also going to take off Maisras from whatever I sell. Any Paris that I sell from my karka to others, I won't sell it. If it's Tevel, I'll first separate Trumas and Maisras. Wait a second, what if I tell the buyer, no, I didn't separate Maisras yet. Could I then sell it without separating Trumas and Maisras? After all, I let him know. Chazal say, not allowed to. You have to take off Maisras, even if you tell the person. Not supposed to sell Tevel. The Eshul Lekeach, and what I buy from an Amoritz on the condition to sell to others, I will take off Maisras. So not only if I buy Paris from Amoritz to eat will I take off Maisras, but if I buy Paris from Amoritz to sell to someone else, I will also take off the Maisras according to the halachis of Demai. Furthermore, the Einoi Misareach it's Amoritz. I will not be a guest by an Amoritz. An Oirich is a guest, like Achnasas Oirichim. I will not allow myself to be a guest by an Amoritz. I can't eat or drink in the house of an Amoritz. The Zechshash will give me food that no Maisras were taken from. And these things you have to be makabel upon yourself b'fnei rabim. I would have to say in front of at least three trusted people that, yes, I know these halachos and I will fulfill them. And people have to say edus on me, that I was makabel this b'rabim, and that I'm doing what I said. And only then am I considered someone who's trusted a maestros. If there are certain averis that he does, and that's what we consider him in Amoritz, he has to stop those averis, the Chazaynish explains. For example, he doesn't say Shema. He doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't have tzitzis on his baggin or a mezuzah on his door. Or he doesn't try to teach his children Torah. So if he doesn't do these things, he can't come along and say, well, when it comes to maestros, I'll be careful. No. You're going to have to fix those. Rabbi Huda says, Af hamis oreach. Etz lama oretz. Even someone who's a guest by an ama oretz, after he was mekabel upon himself not to do it anymore, Neman, he is trusted on the peiris that he sells to someone else, the maisers were taken off. Amr Lois, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, if Al Atzmi ain't a Neman, if he himself is eating peiris, then no maisers were taken off. Ketzad Yehi Neman Al Shalachayrim. How could he be trusted for others? Now, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if someone wants to become part of the group of people that are trusted on maisers, he has to be makabel upon himself, not to be a guest or to eat in the house of an Am Ha'aretz, like we learned earlier. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even if he wasn't so careful with that, he doesn't lose his trust. Because, you know, it's hard. He comes to a friend offers him food. It could be he was in a difficult situation. It's not that he has no regard for the mitzvah. It could be he was, like, stuck. That doesn't mean he would serve demai to others. Zehal to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Chachamim disagree. They say, look, if he ate something where no maestros were taken off, or it's possible no maestros were taken off, we cannot trust him when it comes to giving his food to others. That's how some of the Rishonim, the Bat Tanura, learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that if somebody wants to be trusted, officially to be trusted, for Maestros, he doesn't want if someone buys Peiris from him. He should have to take off any more Maestros, should be considered Demai. I want someone who buys Peiris from me, who takes Peiris from me, to know everything was done, and he can trust me. So this is what he has to do. He has to make sure that he himself, if he buys peiros from Am Ha'aretz, he's going to treat it like demai, do what he has to do. He will take off maisers what he sells to others. He will never sell it as tevel. Like we explained, even if he'll let the person know that he didn't take off maisers, you still can't. If he buys some Am Ha'aretz to sell to others, he will take off maisers first. He won't be a guest by an Am Ha'aretz. We explained he has to make this statement in front of three people that are trusted. We have to have eidos that say, yes, he's following through. Rabbi Yehuda said, if he falls back a little bit after he promised, and the maisa he ate something, but Am Ha'aretz could be, you know, he was stuck, he didn't have a choice, but he still believed in regard to the other things. But the Chachamim disagree. They say, look, if he could have eaten something which no one took of maisa himself, then he simply cannot be trusted when it comes to others.